Well, hello everybody, and welcome back to the San Diego Prison Show. I'm your host, Judah Hosanna, bringing the very latest and greatest news from around San Diego County and across the globe. It's 2015, and it's an exciting new season here on the San Diego Prison Show. We've got fun, we've got friends, and a whole group of special guests waiting just for you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Well, hello, everybody. Again, once again, I'd like to thank you for joining us at the San Diego Christian Show for our 2015 season. It's really exciting. And I just want to let you guys know that it's finally here, okay? It's been very long anticipated wait. I've been getting emails from as far as the Congo, Moscow, all across the Middle East. It's just amazing how far this show has traveled, how far our community here in San Diego has grown and we've been established and how much we're just helping people. It's really great to see people's lives change from something that's so important to me and such a very passionate thing to my heart. It's something that I started, honestly, right out of my bedroom. I just wanted to have a ministry, have a way to touch people's lives and really touch the hearts of people and bring Jesus back into people's lives, because it really breaks my heart to look out on the community and just see the way the world's going and to see the way it's just godless. That's really the only way to say it. So from the bottom of my heart, I just like to thank everybody out there, all of my dedicated listeners. You've been hanging on for years now, and I just want to thank you 100%. I could not have done any of this without you. It's amazing what God is doing here. And for all my first-time listeners out there, you made it to the right podcast. That's all I have to say. Look no further. This is the one. If you're looking for a great devotional, if you're looking for daily news, if you're looking for just a bit of encouragement, if you're looking to get God's perspective on issues around the world and just things going on all over, guess what? You're here. You made it. Sit down, relax, enjoy what I have to say, enjoy my special guests, enjoy the news, and just let God talk to you. Let Him minister to your heart. You know, as we're going through this, just open up your Bible, and if you don't agree with what I'm saying, or if you don't 100% understand, or if you're just questioning me, you know what? Flip the pages with me, look in the Word for yourself, and just let God speak to you. And I guarantee if you do that, it's going to be a fantastic experience for you, because you know what? It's a fantastic experience for me just doing it. I come on here and I try to teach you guys something. I try to entertain you with some solid biblical backgrounds and great guests on the show. Interesting and fun to learn the Bible, to learn what it says, and just wrap all of life and how it relates to Christ in this show. So you know what? Go ahead. You know, check on me, see how it goes. And just once again, if it's your first time, I want to thank you for being here. And it's just going to be a great season. So I hope you stick with me for another episode, another hour. I hope you stay with me for the whole season, because it's just really transforming people's lives here. And it's just a great experience here at the San Diego Christian Show. So once again, thank you to all my listeners. All that being said, let's jump right into the news and see what's going on in the world. Today in the news, mysterious signals from space, the Kurds are fighting back ISIS, and millions hunker down for a northeast storm straight from the history books. We'll talk about all this and get a biblical perspective. And also, coming up on the next episode of the San Diego Christian Show, we have a very special guest in the studio, a former missionary to Ireland and a motivated evangelist, Kyle Schingeldecker, will give us his perspective on sharing the gospel with the world. Alright folks, we're going to take a quick break before we dig in deep. So get your coffee, take a chill pill, sit back and relax. There's a lot to learn today, so get ready. Show. I do use the New Living Translation Bible, so my listeners can have a well-rounded understanding of the message I'm trying to get across. It's alright if you have an older version, or maybe a newer. I don't think you'll have any problem following along, but if you do, you have my sincere apologies. Once again, I'm Judah Hosanna, and this is the San Diego Christian Show.
lies like stones, they sink in. Pulling the air you're breathing, you can keep it inside. The devil will reside if you let him. Our hearts are all barricaded, and the poison's well decorated. I wanna know love, I wanna be where you are. So show me the way, I wanna be like that. Signs to say have it your way, but we all lost track as soon as we got control. So show me the way, I wanna be like that. Yeah, and I wanna.
Steve's going to be on the show later on this season, so make sure you stay tuned to find out how Steve made his big break, what God's doing in his life, and how he's dedicated his career. It's going to be an awesome interview. Can't wait. Steve actually reached out to me about 6 months ago through email, and I was just totally blown away to see the message in my inbox because I am a huge fan of this guy. Love his music, love his message, love what he's doing in the community. I love everything about what this guy's doing right now. He's really upcoming. He's going to be at the top of the list sometime soon. He's got to be. Long story short, we're working on the interview. We're trying to get it done. He's already agreed. We're just trying to set up the date, trying to make this work. But it's definitely happened in 2015 season. So look forward to that, guys. But until then, just so I can give you a little teaser, I want to let you guys listen to a prior interview with Steve, just so you can kind of learn who he is, just so you can kind of wrap your mind around it. And then, you know, I encourage you to go out and listen to his music. It's really encouraging, really good stuff, good Christian music, and you'll love it.
One of my favorite conversations I had after a show was last week in Pittsburgh. There were some girls from Carnegie Mellon, which is a really smart school. They came up to me and they asked me if I would speak at their graduation. And I was obviously honored. I was like, you guys know I'm not that smart, right? And they said, no, we love your message. And I said, what's my message? And they said, be honest, be yourself, and don't be driven by the wrong things. And I almost cried. As I've kind of asked myself, what is at the heart of my music? They kind of told me.
I don't care about politics. I don't care what car.
Tonight is going to be two small, sold-out shows in an amazing room in the studio of Space, which is kind of in the heart of the building. I've never played a show there, but it's something they're starting to do to kind of create an even more intimate experience.
I don't care much about money, or if I'll be a millionaire. When I'm talking, Jesus, I don't wonder if he's there no more. I don't.
This has been my favorite year of my career by far. I think the reason is because I have felt permission to define success differently. You can never control how many people are going to respond to you and what you're doing as an artist, but you can control how deeply you were present in your work.
But damn, do I think about you.
And the reason I started writing songs and the reason I started playing guitar was not to be known and to be recognized and to make a lot of money. It was just to express myself in a way that's creative and have something to give people that makes them feel less alone and more understood. And I, in turn, have the same effect, you know. I feel less alone and more understood in writing songs.
I don't worry where I'm headed to, but damn do I think about you.
And I think what's funny about that is I think people are walking away from the shows actually more excited to come back next time because they're experiencing a grateful person and a happy person who is excited about 50 people.
Great interview. Can't wait to see what's going on in Steve's life. All right, folks, I think it's about time we dove right into this thing. The world's not going to wait on us. The world's got some serious problems, and guess what? I got some serious answers. It's time to pull that good book that we call the Bible and put this thing to an end. I got three top stories for you today. See if we can break them apart, tear them down with God's word, and build ourselves back up again. It's time for the San Diego Christian Show. Astronomers in Australia picked up an alien radio signal from space for the first time as it occurred. The signal or radio burst was discovered on May 15, 2014, though it's just being reported. The burst was identified within 10 seconds of its occurrence, and a doctoral student from Melbourne Swissborne University of Technology said, "The importance of this discovery was recognized very quickly, and we are all working very excitedly to contact other astronomers and telescopes around the world to look at the location of the burst." Well, folks, let me tell you, this has got people going crazy. If there wasn't conspiracy theories before, well, you better believe there are some now. Some people are starting to say, I told you so. People from across the globe are totally diving into this thing and the whole I told you so bandwagon. And people are actually throwing riots in front of government officials to get answers. Scientists say not to worry, though, that it's probably any kind of natural source from a black hole or a dying star, something from billions of light years away that is just finally making it here. This is what I have to say. You know, there is no doubt in my mind that there is things that we just don't understand and that we don't know, and that we might never know until we see the Lord. But there's one thing that I'm for sure about, is that everything that's out there, even an extraterrestrial radio signal or whatever it may be, you know what? God created whatever that was, and in the big scheme of things, it's really not a huge deal, and it doesn't blow my mind that there's something else out there that God created. You know, John 1:3 says, through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. And that statement just kind of blows everything out of the water. It makes you have to accept the fact that it's not just space or stars or black holes or aliens or zombies or all the other kind of crazy stuff that is going on in the world that people are thinking. It brings you back to the fact that there is an all-knowing creator and that nothing is new to him, that anything that was created is there for a reason, for a purpose, and whatever that purpose is to fulfill his will, and there's just really nothing to worry about. I'm not really one for the whole conspiracy theory thing, just for the simple fact that my faith is strong, I know what I believe, and if there is something out there, that blows my mind even more about how great and faithful God is, that he can create anything that he wants. You know, in Job, the chapter of 12, verse 7 through 10, is a very strong statement. I mean, it just totally cuts you to the core. You know what? Let me just go ahead and read it. This is what it says. It says, but ask the animals, and they will teach you, or the birds of the air, and they will tell you, or speak to the earth, and it will teach you, or let the fish of the sea inform you. Which of all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this? In his hand is the life of every creature, and of the breath of all mankind. God has created everything. Whether it be the moon and the stars, or the sun and the sky, or the mountains, or the animals, or any other creature. Let me just go ahead and say this. I'm about 150 billion percent sure that whatever that is that came in that people are freaking out about, God made it. So, long story short, stop worrying about it. When you're worried about things like that, it really kind of tells me that there might be a deeper issue there, that maybe your trust isn't all there. Maybe something needs to be addressed. I don't know, something to think about. I got a few more for you here, though, on this topic. Psalm 95, verse 4 and 5. In his hands are the depths of the earth, and the mountain peaks belong to him. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed dry land. God is an almighty creator. Who says that he can't make something out there in the middle of space that's finally making it to us? I ain't saying that. I think things like this just kind of rub it in our face even more that we have no excuse not to trust in God. Because there's so many wonders all around us. You know, Psalm 19 says that the heavens declare the glory of God and the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Isn't that so true? So many great things. And in Romans even, for since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen being understood from what has been made, so that men are without exercise. Just look around. There's no excuse. God's here. God's with us. God loves you. God wants to be with you. He wants you to turn to Him and trust in Him. If He can create the universe, if He can create stars and moons and planets, you can trust Him. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. He's a powerful God. And let me tell you, it's worth it to have Him on your side. It's worth it to believe. It's worth it to trust. And you know what? It feels good. It feels good to know that you're not in control. It feels good to know that there's somebody else out there taking account of everything, so you don't have to worry about it. Anyways, that's my take on this alien story, or whatever you might want to call it. Don't worry about it. In other news, a big win for the world community today. ISIS is really getting beat hard into the ground. The Kurds are taking up their arms, and they're pushing them back. Honestly, these guys, they're not just out there fighting for their lives. They're fighting for what's right. This small people group in the Middle East is literally taking on the evil axis, the evil face of the world right now. And I don't really think that they understand what a huge role that they're playing on the world stage. These guys are literally, it's the good guys versus the bad guys. ISIS has become this huge issue, these evil guys, the face, the madness of the world right now. But really, it's sad, and it really disturbs me because it's so clear to me in my mind that it's just another tactic of the devil, another ploy, another way to scare people, another way to intimidate them, another way to make things happen in his playbook, whatever it may be. And it's just sick. These guys are insane, you know? Killing kids, women, and young girls, taking them as slaves and prostitutes and selling them anywhere else. All for the name of Allah? Well, you guys know that on this show, I'm not very politically correct. And you might not want to hear this, people, but this is what I have to say, is that Allah is not real. Allah is not a god. Allah is no one, nothing, zilch. These guys are just insane and manipulated by the devil. There's only one true and living God, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ, that came and died on the cross for you and me, and we're covered in His blood because of it. He's been the one and true living God, always and forever, the Alpha and the Omega, and no one can ever take Him off the world stage. No one can ever take Him off the stage of eternity because He created it. This has been going on for thousands of years, and Allah has taken on many names, and Allah just happens to be the newest lie in the book. Muslims around the world would love to have my head for that. Well, my saying to you is, come and get it, because I'm not going to stop talking about it. I'm not going to stop saying it. Muslim faith is a lie. And if you want to believe that lie, that I am truly sorry to hear that, because I have the truth. I know the truth. I don't want to be violent about it. I just want you to know the truth. I want you to be saved. I want you to come to Christ and know that He is God, and live for eternity. You can't see it right now, but you're being manipulated. You're being manipulated by the biggest liar that's out there, the devil himself. If you've listened to my show for any amount of time, you know that I don't hate Muslims. You know that I don't hate any person. I don't hate any religion. I just want to share the truth. I have compassion for Muslims. I have compassion for Buddhists. I have compassion for all these world religions. I have compassion for people because they don't understand. And if they don't have the truth, then they don't have the life. Because Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth,
and I am the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And you know what? It's the truth. It's the only truth. It's the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And I'm a peaceful man. And I just want you to know the love that I feel, the transformation that I have made from believing in Christ. It's a total transformation, like night and day. And you know what the thing is I'm not perfect. And you know what's even better is I don't have to be perfect because God loves me anyway. I have nothing to prove. He knows me. He's created me. He knows my very soul, my inner secrets and everything about me. But you know what? No matter how rotten that guy is, no matter how many things he's done to let people down, let himself down and let God down, he still loves me. That's the one true and living God. That's the God to believe in. That's the one. It's not Allah. So my message to you today, if you're Muslim or Buddhist or any of those other faiths out there, is there's nothing to prove. There's nothing to earn. You can stop fighting it. You can stop trying to earn your way in because you can't. The only way in is if it's freely given to you, if the key is handed to you. The only way in is through Christ himself. He came and died for you. Even if you hate him now, he still came and died for you. Even if you've hated him your whole life, if you think he's hated you, he still died for you. He still loves you. You can stop the fighting. You can stop the madness. Just walk away. Because he loves you. God is love. So my personal opinion on this issue is that ISIS is not going anywhere. There's going to continue to be evil people in the world trying to lead the world astray and get their way. But what I do believe is that it will fade with time. They're doing horrible things, but I'm a firm believer in that good prevails over evil. And this is just another face of the devil. He has many faces and many lies, and this just happens to be the latest one. And my prayer today is that the world could see through this and that we can overcome this evil together in the name of Jesus Christ. This is my final take on this whole ISIS matter in the news today, is that I'm totally ecstatic that ISIS is being pushed back. And if anybody has any doubts of anything that I'm saying about this issue, let me just take it straight from the Bible. There's so much hate out there, and I just think it's so wrong. You know, in 1 Corinthians 13, actually, it says something very important that I think needs to be addressed in this situation, because it's very true. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a ringing brass, gong, or clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and I know all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so that I can remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. And if I parcel out all my possessions, and if I hand over the body in order that it will be burned, but do not have love, it benefits me nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not jealous. It does not boast. It does not become conceited. It does not behave dishonorably. It is not selfish. It does not become angry. It does not keep a record of wrongs. It does not rejoice at unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. But if there are prophecies, they will pass away. If there are tongues, they will cease. If there is knowledge, it will pass away. If For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But whenever the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I set aside the things of a child. For I know now we see through a mirror indirectly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I will know completely, just as I have also been completely known. And now these three things remain: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Let me tell you, ISIS is not love. That's hate. That's hurt. That's pain. That's deception. Come to love. For in 1 John it says, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world, we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. So don't be afraid of ISIS. Don't be afraid of what they can do. Don't be afraid of all the things out there in the world, because God is love, and He loves you. And that's San Diego Christian Show's take on the ISIS issue. Up next in the news is this crazy blizzard that's going on in the Northeast. Historical blizzard. Gotta be cold. People have gotta be snowed in and hurting. What's my biblical perspective on this? I really don't have one. The only reason I brought this story up is because it totally rocks to live in Southern California. Sorry, New York and all those states up there. It sucks right now. I got it. I feel it. But I'm telling you, it's 75 degrees here right now, and I am loving life. Sit up in the morning, drink my coffee on the porch, in the shorts, in the flip-flops, no shirt, enjoying some fantastic barbecue weather every day of the winter. That's all I got to say on the issue. You might be hitting the history books there, but I'm hitting the beach here. Sorry about that. And that's my word for the San Diego Christian Show News. Well, folks, it looks like that's about all the time we have for today. Remember, today was just a quick preview of what's coming on this 2015 season. I'd like to thank you personally for joining us here at the San Diego Christian Show. We'll be covering all the hot issues of the season here live in the studio with the San Diego Christian Show. As always, I'm Jude Holsana, signing off. As always, folks, we'd love to hear from you here at the San Diego Christian Show. If we've touched your life, if God spoke to you, or if you just plain like the show, feel free to write us at www.sandiegochristianshow@gmail.com. Remember, folks, we're here for you, and if there's something you think we can do better, let us know. As always, thanks for calling the San Diego Christian Show home. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.